The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Connell and Company. Informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Meg with Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. Little Hall & Oates to get you started this morning per Angela's request for a little Sarah Smile. How's everyone doing this morning? I hope you're having a good day so far. Super excited to have my guests from Connell & Company Realty are here. Angela Sherrill is here, as well as Will Maben. And they have some friends with them from Adams Homes, Melissa Pickens and Benita Fox. Welcome, everybody. We got a full house. Melissa Perkins. I am having trouble with names this morning. I'm so sorry. Melissa Perkins. Good morning.
Good morning, Meg. Good morning.
All right. It's all yours.
That's
yeah. It's all yours. So tell me everything. What's been happening with Connell & Company since the last time y'all were here?
Well, real estate is exciting right now.
Yeah.
Yes, I heard.
It is a very exciting time. If you don't have a house, get one.
Because there's a lot of inventory now.
Yes. There is a lot of inventory, and now would be the buyer's market.
Good news. Good news.
Call out to everybody. If you've been waiting, don't wait.
Yeah.
You can always refinance.
Yes, you can. We can tell you today how much things are going to cost, but not quite sure about tomorrow or the next day or the next day. So.
And when the interest rates go down, demand goes up. When demand goes up, so do prices. So lock in your price now so that you're not behind the gun later.
Well, this is why we call it the Pensacola Expert Panel, because we're getting the expert scoop on where we are in February with our real estate market, which is very different from where we were back in November, December.
Right.
Oh, it is. And people are now focusing on the spring's coming. We're right around the corner. I know it's weird to say with all the snow we just had, but. Spring is here.
Right.
Our beautiful 70-degree weather, and it's just getting warmer now.
Yeah.
So people tend to move more when the weather's right.
Sure. Well, it's easy to go shopping because it's pretty. You can take a look at the yard and the house and the interior and exterior. So that sounds fantastic. So tell me more.
Well, today we brought Adams Homes in. We love Adams Homes. They are a staple in the Pensacola market and have been. This is where Adams Homes originated. So they are our local builder.
Okay, I was just going to say, what is Adams Homes for someone who
builders?
Yeah, for someone that doesn't know what is Adams Homes?
We love Adams, and the fact that their hometown is something that we want to talk about more because they've been here since 1991, and they're hometown proud.
They're family owned.
Grown. Yeah, family owned, and all those things that you want to hear from a business that you're supporting.
So your business is building homes?
Yes.
Okay. What types of homes do you build?
Spec homes, and we have a wider range of each different neighborhood has kind of different style homes. And Melissa can talk a little bit more about that.
Yeah, so we have cottage homes. They range from 1,250 to 1,500 square feet. Then we have your patio homes. They start at 1,425 to about a little over 2,000 square feet. And then we have the estate homes. And they can run anywhere from 1,900 square feet to over 3,500 square feet.
Wow. Okay.
So we have something for everybody.
Right.
Did you mention the townhouses?
I forgot. Yes.
They also have townhouses.
Yes, we do.
And one thing with Adams is they're not just, we've got one spot here in Pensacola. They are all over the place. They have downtown houses, which is a rarity by itself.
Yeah.
But they've got three right now listed on North Tarragona Street.
Oh, nice.
Right.
In downtown. They also have their west side military. They've got cottage style housing for somebody who would be a first time home buyer to somebody who's downsizing.
Right.
Those are fantastic for both. And then they do have north in Cantonment. They've got three different projects going on up there. They are, it seems like everywhere I turn, Adams has a fingerprint on our Pensacola landscape.
Right. They do a good job of trying to meet people where they are, you know, close to jobs, so Navy Federal, neighborhoods out there.
The Navy base.
Yeah. Smart, yeah.
Yeah. And Santa Rosa County. We need to mention that you guys, you know, have projects over in Santa Rosa County, too.
Yes. Oh, they do. And we didn't mention that because that they're with a separate
division of
Adams Homes.
But you can go to the Adams Homes website.
Yes.
Which what is it again?
AdamsHomes.com.
Okay.
AdamsHomes.com. Okay. Very good. We're talking to our friends with Connell & Company Realty and Adams Homes on Pep Talk this morning. If you have a question or a concern or maybe a question about the real estate market or home building, whatever, just text it in, 850-437-1620. This is what Pensacola Expert Panel is all about, and I got a studio full of experts this morning.
And I'm Angela Sherrill with Connell & Company Realty, and you can call me directly at 850-292-3165.
And I'm Will Maben with Connell & Company Realty. My phone number is 850-261-7020, or you can find me at willmaben.com.
I'm Benita Fox, and I'm at Pine Top Subdivision, and my number is 850-776-0431 if you have any questions about our incentives and things we have.
And I'm Melissa Perkins, and I am the Muldoon Point Subdivision and the Emerald Heights Subdivision. And you can reach me at 850-266-4223. I'd love to help you. Right now, Muldoon Point, we're about to close out. We have four more homes.
Wow. Okay. Four homes available. That's good news.
So now, a variety of these homes have off-street parking. Some have garages. Some have like two-car garages, single-car garages. Tell us about some of the neighborhoods. Like if you're in a neighborhood with the cottage style homes, about how many homes are in that particular neighborhood?
Well, it varies. Like Muldoon Point, there's only 32. That's quite a small subdivision.
Yeah.
I believe West Point is another one on the west side that has the smaller cottage homes, and I believe they have 40.
And they're wonderful.
Yeah, and they are, I believe, going to be able to have 46 homes there.
Wow, okay, that's great.
They're
so
really
need
nice.
The housing right now. That's really good news.
Well, and one of the things I'm excited about, and I kind of just looked, they have a brand new house for $250,000.
Wow.
That amazes me.
Yes, that's in Muldoon Point, $250,900.
Okay, $250,900.
To be exact.
And but what's the square footage there?
That one is a 1250.
Right.
And it's a 3-2.
Okay.
3-2 as in three bedroom, two baths,
yes.
Just in
I'm
case
sorry.
The lingo. Yeah. This is the realty lingo. Yeah.
Yes.
And that's over on the west side. It's conveniently located. Easy access to military base, to even Navy Federal as far as that goes because of its location.
True, because it's over off of Softly Field and Blue Angel. So I kind of really consider it central Pensacola.
Right.
It's really good access to the interstate, if you need to take the interstate.
So who should someone call if they wanted to see the properties that you're talking about?
Call me.
Will standing here. That's why I'm asking.
Or me.
I'm asking the question.
Yes, you can call
I'm innocent
Will
here.
Or
I'm asking,
Cheryl.
Just asking the question.
Myself or Angela will be happy to take care of you, introduce you to all of our friends at Adams Homes, and make sure we get you the right deal. Adams Homes is happy to work with outside realtors. That's one of the reasons why they're a second time guest on our show.
Yeah.
It seems like if you do bring a realtor to the table, you have somebody representing you in the transaction, and Adams wants you to have that.
Right.
That's why they work with us on this. They want you to have the representation, and they want you to feel good about their purchase. And I've got to tell you, the times that I've sold on final walkthroughs, somebody with the last name Adams usually was doing the walkthrough with us. And that says a lot to me, you know, with just
being
they're
going to
be right there and walk you through buying a home from a neighbor.
Right. Well, one thing that we talked about last time was Adams is in that production builder segment. But I don't know that everybody understands what a production builder, what's, you know, there's a production builder, there's a custom home builder. And even with production builders, you can, you have upgrades that you can get. You can really customize a lot of these homes that you all sell to personal taste.
Can you explain about that a little bit more about production, what that means, production builder? Because I don't know. So,
we have a certain number of floor plans that we have, and we have materials that are, we have a range of materials that you can choose from. So you have to come in like before they get started, you pick out your floor plan, and then you can pick your colors, and then it takes about 6 months, you know, to get to the finished product maximum. And so that's one option, but when we say spec houses, that means that they're already maybe standing almost ready to go, in the process of being built. And so those are available, kind of move-in ready. We have several move-in ready ones in Pine Top, and so that's kind of the difference there, is it's not custom build, but you can choose your, you know, your countertop style, your cabinet style, and
that sounds good to me, because those are the things I'm interested in. Right. I'm not necessarily interested in what size the board was that you built the garage. I mean, exactly. That's all the stuff that you've already done all that. So I just have to come
it's
and make the
a
fun.
Just a few choices. Yes. You know, it's not overwhelming.
Yes, absolutely. So I love that.
It's an easy process. You know, we just sit down with you and give you the options, and then we go from there. And if there's anything that we have that's, you know, parallel to that, if you want to see it, we may have a house that we know has those colorings in it. You can go look at the finished product, whether
that's
it's
good.
In my neighborhood or another neighborhood, just to give you an idea, because a lot of people are very visual. They need to see it to be sure before they.
I thought you were going to say see it to believe it.
Yes, exactly. Yeah,
so. Well, and Adams is a large builder in our area, so they have a wide range of different stages of houses. So if you really came to them and said, hey, I need a house next week, we could work and maybe make that happen. You're going to have to bring cash to the table, but yes. Meaning you could get it fast. If you're going to customize something, it's going to take a little bit more time. And
that makes sense.
You can't be in a rush and customize. Those things don't happen. But, you know, they've got houses in different stages. So some have already been spec'd out with what their, I call it their brain trust, says, hey, these colors work best together, you know, and this is what's going to give you the best flow in the house. And so there's a lot of great houses out there with Adams Homes already ready to go.
And part of buying a new build is it may cost you more up front to buy a new build, but insurance is going to be so much cheaper. Utilities,
maintenance.
I mean, there's some really there, you know, and having a realtor to be able to help explain the advantages of buying a new build, you know, can make a big difference. Because most people just have a pot of money,
correct?
And they only it's finite. So, you know, I mean, it'd be nice if everybody could, you know, do a custom home, but most of us can't.
This is a great option, and it just sounds wonderful what you do. And I have seen some of the Adams Homes, and was familiar with the folks out in Gulf Breeze back when I was, you know, with Gulf Breeze Chamber, where they were very involved in the community. And that's the other thing, when it's a family-owned business, you do give back to the community, and I know that firsthand.
Yeah, for sure. So
Pine Top is the neighborhood that I'm in, and we have homes starting just below 300 that are 1,425 square feet, and that we have up to 2,025 square feet. So I just spec'd out 7 that I just put in MLS that'll be coming, you know, in the coming months. I have 3 that are, they've just done the foundation work, and then I have 3 or 4 that are fixing to come up that'll be move-in ready very shortly. So, and the price point ranges up to about $340. So,
can you give us the address of Pine Top, where that neighborhood? What, you know, what's it close to? Some kind of landmarks?
It's about a half mile from Muskogee Road, okay. 29. Mm-hmm. You turn on Well Line Road,
okay.
And so we have some on Well Line, and then we have a few streets off of Well Line.
Yeah.
So it's very convenient, even though you're out further. It's a straight shot back to anywhere you want. 9 Mile Road, downtown, whatever. It's really easy to get, you know, anywhere you want to. In Pensacola, there's places to get on the interstate and all that. So it's super convenient. And we have some nice details in the houses, too, you know. We have nice cabinets that have crown molding on them, hardware. We have granite is a standard in our neighborhood for kitchen cabinets.
That's nice.
Kitchen countertops. Yeah. And all of our cabinets are custom built all wood. So that's hard to find.
And it's a local company that we use too. So a lot of the vendors are local. That's something I can say about Adams.
We right.
With the locals here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, and I know that some of the other builders actually started adjusting their prices for importing building materials, and if there's going to be an increase in price. So we just saw a big change yesterday with a large number of houses in our market. So it's good that you guys are sourcing local. What kind of building material are the houses? Are they brick and vinyl?
They vary from neighborhood, but like in my neighborhood, it's three sides vinyl and brick front. In some neighborhoods, it's all brick.
Yes, okay. I have a neighborhood. It's called Emerald Heights. It's off of Lillian Highway, and it is four sides brick. Very nice homes. They also have standard granite in your kitchen and your bathrooms. So, and that those homes are 1425 square feet up to 2,000 square feet.
Wow. And earlier you said that Blue Angel, you consider that the middle Pensacola. Here I am. I consider Allison Acres mid Pensacola, and that is 10 mile road in Highway 29.
Yeah.
Well, we are expanding, and we are getting bigger,
gosh,
so that's changing the dynamics dramatically.
We have to grow, and looks like we're growing north and maybe a little west.
If you just joined us, this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, talking with our friends with Connell & Company Realty and Adams Homes. If you have a question about buying a house, what's available, what's the market like, I mean, any and all of the above, this is our expert panel. Text it in, 850-437-1620. You had mentioned MLS. And so sometimes we just sort of throw these little acronyms out. If I'm a first-time home buyer, I want to shop around, but maybe I don't want to just drive everywhere. I mean, there are tools that we can use. Just take a second to talk about that for someone that maybe has no idea how to find Adams Homes on MLS. And they don't even know what MLS stands for.
Right. it means Multiple Listing Service.
There you go.
And so what it is it's a database of all the houses there are for sale.
And that's all the houses, right?
Yeah, all the area. Houses. Whether new builds or whatever, everything will be in there. Any kind of sale that goes through will go through the MLS. And so more people are probably familiar with using like Zillow and things, but they draw their information from the local MLS.
Right. Okay.
So that's how Zillow, Homes.com.
MLS right. Pensacola,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
MLS Pensacola.
Yeah, MLS Pensacola.
And we are the ones that actually supply that information.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
So, the realtors.
The realtors, yes.
And it's kind of fun.
I just want to come, because for people that don't know, this can get confusing. Who's doing what?
Right.
And where do I go? And all
and
that.
I'm telling my customers, they say, well, Zillow's got all this bad information. As soon as I rewrite this, they're going to go with my information.
Correct.
And I'm about to rewrite Zillow and 131 other websites out there as soon as I click go. But in real estate, I kind of squirmed. MLS has multiple meanings.
Okay.
In the title, it's a municipal lien search.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So MLS, and we're going to bring in some title people soon, and they'll be talking about MLS, and it's not the same.
It's a different one, right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's why I wanted to bring it up, because
I
just thought so.
Now, we have to, as realtors, be a member of MLS in order to use that. Mm-hmm. They put it out to all of the websites out there that most customers, end user based websites, and my new website is one of them.
I was gonna say they can go through your website,
right? WillMaven.com. You can actually do a full MLS search on there for our entire area.
Okay, and then with Connell and Company, where can people go to find out what your places are?
BuySellConnell.com.
That's BuySellConnell.com.
There you go. Spell that, Connell. Spell that.
C-O-N-N-E-L-L.
I'm always looking out for the one like me that needs everything spelled out.
Right. And buy is B-U-Y.
Buy. And A-N-D, sell.
BuySellConnell.
Oh, BuySellConnell. Yes. Got it. .com. Yeah. Okay.
Or WillMaven.com.
Yeah. Will Maven. M-A-Y-B-I-N.
That's correct.
Okay.
Or you can get it, you could use Zillow or Realtor.com.
Yeah. No, go to Connell and Company.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, there's 130 plus websites out there that draw its information from our Pensacola MLS.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So when someone's going to buy a home, first step, call you.
We would tell you that's the first step.
And the best way to reach me, Will Maven, CanellandCompany.com. You can reach me at 850-261-7020 or WillMaven.com.
And you can reach me, Angela Sherrill, at 850-292-3165.
All right. So we're off and running here this morning. Good news in the real estate market. Talk a little bit more about that, too, what's happening in Pensacola.
We have more inventory than we've had in a while, which is really good. So, you know, the thing that we learned today is that there are new builds for, you know, $250,000. Whereas in the city of Pensacola, a home that's, you know, been around for a long time and might have been renovated, rehabbed, or whatever, is that price point is quite a bit more.
And I would love to talk about that for just a second.
Okay.
So the same house, this, let's compare
right.
a three-bedroom, two-bath house that was built in 1972. I happen to own one myself. And I pay $4,500 a year for insurance.
Wow.
Okay, and then I went out and I bought a I have a townhouse too, but a 1,400 square foot house that I'm living in. It turned out to be a 4-bedroom, 2-bath. I'm paying $894 a year for insurance on that.
What's the year on that house?
The
year.
No, it was built in 2024.
Okay, that's what I was going to say. Big difference.
But for that to swing my payment, monthly payment, by over $300, I can't run out and buy. You would be somewhere around $175,000 existing, you know, 1970s house is where you need to be to get the same payment as I'm getting on my $250,000 house because of the insurance.
Mm. Mm.
And that's insurance only. I'm not talking about the efficiency of running the house. And I chimed in when you were talking about it because I'm really noticing this efficiency. Guys run around wanting to sell me cellular, but I've got a $75 power bill. Why would I put solar on my house?
Yeah.
And everything's running. Talk about the peace of mind. I'm not worried about my air conditioner breaking tomorrow.
That's true.
Heater is in good shape.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I got a brand new roof on my house.
That's fantastic.
And my payments are $400 cheaper by having this new house.
Right.
Okay, I'm sold.
Exactly.
Well, and I think, you know, and that goes to all of the mechanical and all everything being new. Mm-hmm. Adams Homes offers a 10-year builder warranty, correct?
Yes.
And there's maintenance and workmanship as well.
Right.
So, I mean, that is peace of mind for a new build.
And you also have manufacturer warranties on all of your brand new appliances.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It all makes a difference.
Right, it does. You've got manufacturer warranties. And just for the peace of mind of having that brand new, well, it certainly makes the insurance companies happier, even though they're taking less. It looks like we're taking a break.
We're going to be taking a break here in just a second. We've got some news to tell you about at 10:30. We're talking with our friends at Connell & Company Realty. We also have our friends from Adams Homes here. We're going to continue the conversation about the real estate market, how you can buy a new home, what you have to do to get informed. Stay with us. We'll be back in just a few minutes right after the news. This is Pep Talk with Meg, Pensacola's expert panel on News Radio 92.3.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Speaking at the National Prayer Breakfast in Washington, President Trump says he's establishing a commission on religious liberty,
which will work tirelessly to uphold this most fundamental right,
and naming Attorney General Pam Bondi as head of a new task force
to eradicate anti-Christian bias
and violence, he says. Today's the deadline for federal workers to take an offer from the Trump administration, quit now, and get paid through September.
As of yesterday, about 40,000 federal workers had accepted out of an approximate 2 million who could be eligible. It is, however, not quite yet the 5 to 10% that the White House estimated would take this deal and resign, which, if they were to hit that goal, would save an estimated $100 billion annually.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich at the White House. New weekly unemployment claims are up slightly at 219,000. A winter storm's hitting parts of the Midwest. West and Northeast with a mix of snow, sleet, and rain. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 10:31 at News Radio 92.3. It's a beautiful day. We've got 72 degrees right now. Partly cloudy skies in Pensacola. Well, after several delays and setbacks, the SS United States now is finally ready to begin her voyage to Northwest Florida to become the world's largest artificial reef. Okaloosa County's Tourism Development Department says the ship will be leaving its docking area in Philadelphia to head towards Mobile this weekend. Now, that trip is expected to take about 2 weeks. Once it's made it to port in Mobile, the ship will be prepared to be sunk in the Gulf. Contractors will be removing hazardous material, non-metal parts, and fuel. Modifications will be made so the ship lands upright when it's sunk. The exact location for that reef has not yet been set. Officials do say it should be about 20 miles south of Destin. Well, some new travel options coming to the Pensacola Airport. New direct flights being offered, one to Raleigh-Durham, North Carolina, another to Muscle Shoals, Alabama. The North Carolina flight starts April 30th. The Muscle Shoals, Alabama flight starts March 22nd. Both of those will be on Wednesdays and Saturdays. Senator Rick Scott says it's time to clean house at the Federal Reserve. Scott calling for change yesterday in a column he wrote on FoxNews.com. He says the Fed has been mismanaged and new leadership is needed. He's blaming Chair Jerome Powell for failing to keep prices stable and not fixing the jobs market. It's 10:33 News Radio. Let's get a look at our Channel 3 weather forecast.
This is meteorologist Brooke Richardson with your first morning weather update. We are going to be looking at a chance of some dense fog through those morning hours. Dense fog advisory is in place. High today near 73 degrees with partly cloudy skies. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 62. Fog possible again as we go into Friday morning. Temperatures warming up near 75 degrees in the afternoon on Friday. Partly cloudy skies. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 62. On Saturday, looking at mostly sunny skies with a high near 73. And a low near 62 degrees. Stay connected, Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson for the First Morning Weather Center.
And right now we've got 73 degrees in Pensacola. 73 at Gulf Breeze, 74 reported in Milton. Your next news at 11 o'clock. We've got breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Yum Brands reported quarterly earnings and revenue that beat Wall Street estimates. Results were fueled by strong sales for KFC's international restaurants and Taco Bell. Net sales climbed 16% to roughly $2.3 billion, but the company's same-store sales rose 1%. Peloton shares surged 13% after the company delivered mixed results for its holiday quarter, but managed to blow away adjusted earnings expectations despite a wider loss per share than expected. The bike and tread maker's guidance indicated it's sacrificing sales growth for profitability in the near term, but could see revenue stabilize by the end of the year. Workday is cutting about 1,750 jobs, or 8.5% of its workforce. Workday CEO Carl Eschenbach said the layoffs are necessary for ongoing growth efforts at the company, including a particular focus on artificial intelligence. Stocks are currently mixed. Dow Industrials down by 63. The NASDAQ up by 41. That's your money now.
Email from school. About the incident today.
Scary.
Tell me about it. Did you have any idea that was going on?
None. I mean, you saw Derek at the game last night, too. Did you have a clue?
No, but you know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do. Kids hear first about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
It can be hard to tell sometimes, but if you're ever concerned about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, bullying, violence, anything, you need to tell an adult. Mom or me, a teacher, coach, school counselor, someone you know and trust.
Dad, no kid is gonna tell an adult about that kind of stuff.
I get it, but if we don't know, we can't help. Speaking up about a problem, that's what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3, and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
When I feel cold, you warm me. And when I feel I can't go on, you come and hold me. It's you and me forever. Sarah.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Meg with Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. 850-437-1620. Our guests this morning are from Connell & Company Realty. We have Angela Sherrill with us this morning, Will Maben, and their guest from Adams Homes. We have with us, let me get my names correct, Melissa Perkins and Benita Fox. Is that correct?
Yes.
Did I get it right? Yay!
Yay.
So we are talking all things real estate. We're talking about how the market is looking really good here in Pensacola, and that's really good news. And Will, you had mentioned to me about a property that is pretty outstanding. Kind of sounds interesting.
Oh, it's amazing, and I can't believe that it's still on the market today. Angela Sherrill and I, we have it co-listed together, and we've been working this listing for a while. It shocks me that Waterfront in Pensacola is still available. Wow.
Yeah.
And tell us about it a little bit, Angela.
It's five bedrooms, five and a half baths. It is a ground floor. It does have living level ground floor. With blowout windows and walls. It has an elevator that goes from the ground floor to the top floor. The top floor has a master suite or an office or a game room. It has a walk-in closet and a bedroom. The first floor, which is the main living level, has four bedrooms or three bedrooms with a bonus room, a nursery. It has hardwood floors. It's got a dining room. It overlooks the bay.
Oh, sounds
I love
magnificent.
The deck.
And
on
the
it.
Yeah, and it's and off of the master, which we call it the master or the primary. On the first living level, is a screen porch where you can have your morning coffee, and it gets the breeze coming off the water, and it's beautiful.
There's wonderful.
There's a little community dock. They're just as wonderful play space. It would be terrific for, you know, those folks that maybe work out at UWF or maybe that work in nearby Pace. And also, too, for those who work downtown, it is a hop, skip, and a jump. Literally, you have the interstate access right there off of Scenic Highway.
Highway.
Yes,
Scenic Highway.
Yeah, and it really is a lovely spot, and it can be yours for $1.29 million.
Okay,
bring an offer. That's a perfect education moment. Here is tell us about blowout windows.
Blowout windows and walls. What it means is that you, the homeowner, they are not quote, and you can an insurance company because the home is built. in the flood zone of AE. And I said flood zone because we all live in a particular flood zone. The best flood zone to live in is flood zone X. This house, a portion of it is in AE, which means there is a 1% chance over 500 years that you might get water. And so the house is on slab with these tremendous pilings. They're not concrete. They are creosote pilings, I believe. And the house was built in the early 90s. So it has withstood all of our most recent major storms, from Ivan to Sally to Frederick, David. I can't even name them all. House is, you know, it started out with stucco and now it's hardy board. Hardy plank. And it's a fun, I call it kind of a beachy yellow. It's really a very neat house. And it's warm, it's friendly, great neighbors to your right. It's vacant lot to your left and the little community dock, which there are 8 homeowners. And it's not a mandatory homeowners association. They all voluntarily participate.
That's nice.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's a good sense of community.
Right. And so you can, you know, it's like there's a little slip on the community dock, so you can dock your boat for the day.
Mm-hmm. But it also has its own waterfrontage.
Yes, it has wonderful waterfront. It just, you know, it's a neat community. It's very quiet back there. And I, you know, as Will said, shocked that it continues to be available.
And honestly, so, that price, if you compare that to other waterfront properties, that's actually, I know it's a lot of money, but it is low by comparison.
Right.
Especially if you go out to the beach areas and some of the other waterfront areas, I'd say that's a low price.
Yeah. Right.
The family room, the living room, the master primary, there's a huge deck. They all are face the water. So it's really neat. It's a great place, a great spot. The owners entertained a lot there, and they entertained their grandkids because on that ground floor under the deck is huge play space. So if it was ever a rainy day, you could be in the ground floor space, 1,600 square feet. I mean, you could have a roller rink, and they did. They had roller skates. Oh, no. They, you know, bring your roller skates. Right. You know, a lot of fun. I mean, you could do shuffleboard. Will's a big pool player.
I mean, would have a pool table.
Yes.
Down there.
And it's heated and cooled.
Right.
That's the other thing.
Yes.
But it doesn't count as square footage because you can't insure that area because it could possibly flood. We do live in a hurricane zone. These things happen, and this sits right there in its glory on Pensacola Bay.
Oh, and it has a fireplace, y'all.
Oh, nice.
Well, the bridge was
for
being
when it
washed.
Snows.
Because it does.
Because it does.
Okay, I'm a very visual person. If I wanted to see photos of this property, where would I go?
And you can go to willmabin.com. You can go to buysellcanal.com. You can go to MLS Pensacola, or you can call Angela Sherrill at 850-292-3165, or you can call Will Mabin at 850-261-7020.
All right. You're listening to Pep Talk this morning, Pensacola's expert panel. We have Cannell and Company Realty here. Adams Homes got a question, 850-437-1620, and our expert panel will do their best to answer it.
Awesome. Okay, so back to our guest today, Adams Homes, and we're so excited to have him here. I did want to talk about the Noriega house, so thank you for that. But I also want to talk about what Adams is doing to make it easier for people to actually buy these homes. And it's not just, oh, hey, we've got a product, we have it here. No, they're helping you get into the home too. They want to see that it's going to work out for their new neighbors.
Right.
Can you guys tell us a little bit about the incentives and what you're doing to help get people in these homes?
Yes, Will, I sure can. So we have various neighborhoods that are very convenient throughout Escambia County, and the builder is helping by offering incentive money. This incentive money can be used to help the buyer buy the rate down, which makes it more affordable. They can afford more house. So not only do the new homes have the lower insurance, now we can help you buy your rate down so you can get into these homes. But also, we work with about 10 preferred lenders. We don't have our own in-house lender like some builders do. We like to give the buyer the option to choose. And when you use one of these preferred lenders, Adams pays most of your closing costs.
Really?
So that's a big
plus.
Advantage. Yes.
That's huge.
Right. Right. Go ahead, Benita.
So, yeah, we have at Pine Top, we have one house that has a $30,000 incentive. And so when we say we call it flex dollars.
Uh-huh.
And flex dollars means that it can be used to buy down the rate, which is what a lot of people are wanting to do to get that rate down and get the payment where they want it. They can also buy any money that they don't spend on that. They can get a fence, refrigerator, washer, dryer, blinds, things that aren't in the home but that they would need. So, and that one also has like a $5,000 realtor bonus on it as well.
Wow.
So, nice.
This is sounding better and better.
So, and then we have a couple that have $25,000 of flex money.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm impressed. I think that's a lot.
It is. And so we're making it where people can afford to buy, you know. And so we've got that $30,000 one that we really want somebody to come find their new home because it's a great option, especially for VA, because one thing that we hadn't talked about is like the difference in the type of loan that you get will determine how much of the flex money you can spend. Like there's a max of 6% that you can spend under most like FHA and everything,
mm-hmm.
but under VA they could use that whole $30,000
100%.
Oh wow,
that's good to know. Yeah,
that's amazing.
It sure is. Seeing rates in the fours, so with using that incentive money.
I was going to say, in some cases, you can see it 2.5% under the average, which. If you can save 2.5% on the interest, you're saving thousands and thousands.
Yeah.
It's saving you an additional $400 to $600 per month, and continuing to go on from there. Imagine every month saving $600 off of interest.
What about somebody whose credit is not top of the heap?
That's such a lovely way to put that.
You know, we talk a lot about first-time home buyers, and there are several different definitions about a first-time home buyer. But the first-time home buyer I'm talking about is somebody who has never owned a home. It generally is either new to our area and is a young person. And do you all have homes that a person with lesser credit could purchase, or is that something that you would have to go to one of the preferred lenders?
I would say we have a lot of great preferred lenders,
mm-hmm.
and getting paired up with them, and they can actually tell you things that you can do in less than a year to get your credit where it needs to be, where you can get that loan.
Okay.
But with Adams Homes, it does give you the ability to go out and shop that and actually get a lender that could help you with adverse credit actually still get into the
mm-hmm.
home. So they have opened the door to where you don't have to use, this one in-house lender. And usually it's kind of like buying a car. Those guys are really picky on the in-house lenders.
Yeah.
And so Adams has opened it up, and they use a lot of local lenders, which we're local, if you hear it. But it gives you a lot of opportunity to where you can shop that around and find the mortgage person that's going to help you the most.
Right. For Pine Top, which elementary, tell us the schools, if you can.
Jim Allen, Tate, and Ransom.
Okay. So Jim Allen is the elementary mm-hmm. school. Ransom is a middle school, and then Tate is a high school.
Right.
So what about Muldoon Point?
That would be Bellevue Elementary, Bellevue Middle, and I believe Pine Forest High School.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And what about Emerald?
Emerald Heights, you're going to have Bailey Middle, Escambia High School, and maybe Blue Angel would be your elementary school.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, Emerald Heights, is it on the water? Because there's a lot of water around it.
It is not on the water. It is in close proximity to Perdido Bay.
Okay.
But it's not part of the subdivision.
Yeah.
All right, everybody, y'all are doing great. This is News Radio 92.3. It's Pensacola Expert Panel with Meg, talking with our friends from Connell & Company. Angela Sherrill and Will Maben are here to answer your questions. If you have any comments or questions about real estate in Pensacola, 850-437-1620. And their guests are Melissa Perkins and Benita Fox from Adams Homes. All right, so we've got a few minutes left here to talk about all things real estate.
Right.
So what are some of the other things that we'd like to mention this morning while we have Adams Homes in the house?
I wanted to mention that at Adams Homes, and we really love our realtors. We welcome them, and we try to every month have a function for them.
Oh, an event.
Yes, yes.
Oh, that's really good.
Last week I had a bingo night. Which was a lot of fun.
Oh, do you have to be a realtor to come play?
I'm just kidding.
It's preferred.
We can always bring a guest.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you can, obviously. Yes, always. We always have food.
Nice.
So that's great. We try to have things during the day. Sometimes we do things at night.
So any realtor could potentially come to this.
Yes, yes.
But especially Will or Angela.
Yeah.
Well, of course. No question there.
Right.
Yeah. I just started a breakfast club that I'm meeting with realtors, and we're kind of brainstorming, you know, what we're doing, maybe properties that people have got that they think haven't matched a buyer with yet, and just kind of talking about things like that, what's happened in the market, what we have new on the market in the neighborhoods and things like that. So that's going to be a lot of fun. And then we also do things for our people who have moved into the neighborhood as well.
So you follow up after they've moved in?
Right.
That's pretty special.
At Christmas, I delivered a little, gift bags of candy and Christmas card, and so we're trying to do little things like that every month just to follow up, and so people know that we do appreciate, you know, their purchase beyond the sale.
One more way that Adams is selling to their neighbors, not just another customer.
Right.
Very nice. That really is. It really makes a difference.
Right.
It really does.
Right.
And that's the thing about having a great realtor, because I already know that both Angela and Will, if I had a question, if I was concerned, that they're a phone call away from the beginning of the process to, I think I want to look at this place. What do you think? To, okay, I got to sign this document. Because, boy, when you get into the room for the closing, it is complicated. So that's why it's so important, I believe, to have a realtor that you have a good relationship with.
That you're not afraid to ask a question, because there's no dumb question if you don't know the answer.
Right.
Really, it's be willing to speak up, say, hey, what is this? What does that mean? Or what does MLS mean? Or help me decipher my MLS from the title company.
Mm-hmm.
What is all this saying? There's so many documents that I go through on a daily basis. Most of my customers go through once in their life.
That's right. And that's what I mean. It's intimidating. And the rules change.
Always. And
always.
They make us stay on top of that as well. My name is Will Maben with Connell & Company Realty. My phone number is 850-261-7020, or visit me at willmaben.com.
And I'm Angela Sherrill. And I can be reached at 850-292-3165 or buysellconnell.com.
Okay. And you have a Facebook, you said, or a new website.
My new website is willmaben.com.
Willmaben, that's okay. Gotcha. All right.
Willmaben.com. It has an MLS search on there. It's you can go in and do a home value. One of the things I really like is the payment calculator. You can figure out what your budget is.
Yeah.
Go in and play on my website, and it's kind of the one-step tool to buying a house.
Well, that's great, especially for someone that's brand new, may have no idea what their payment would be or what they would qualify for at this point.
Exactly, and it lets you look around different areas and neighborhoods in Pensacola. It is still a work in progress, but it's up and running right now.
Fantastic. Okay. All right, ladies, I'm looking at my Adams Homes ladies.
Yes.
What would you like to add?
I want to thank you for having us today. It has been very informative. It's been a pleasure. You can reach me, Melissa Perkins, with Adams Home, 850-266-4223.
And I'm Benita Fox with Adams Homes in Pine Top, and 850-776-0431. Give me a call and let me tell you what we've got available to help you get in a house.
Excellent. So we've got about 5 minutes left. So what would y'all like to talk about?
Well, I wanted just to follow up and thank Melissa and Benita for coming today. The one thing that I think draws Will and I into being realtors is we've met some really fantastic other realtors, and we've met, you know, some really good realtors through the home building process. I have always found that with Adams Homes, that it's a partnership. We bring a buyer and they help us get through the process. It is a, it takes a village,
no doubt,
to, for everybody to row in the same direction. And sometimes, you know, sometimes it can be difficult,
mm-hmm.
but for the most part, I can tell you that Adams Homes, they are really good people, know their products, and are being helpful and are helpful. So customer service is really good. And Will and I like to pride ourselves on that.
Absolutely.
And if you're interested in real estate customer service, please call me, Angela Sherrill, at 850-292-3165, or find me at buysellcanel.com.
Or you can reach out to me, Will Maben, Canel & Company Realty. You can get me at buysellcanel.com or willmaben.com. And one of the things with that is, in the whole process of purchasing a house, there's 1,000 moving parts.
Mm-hmm.
And something is changing on a regular basis, because you have hands all over it. From the lenders to, I mean, the lenders appraiser. Have underwriters, appraisers, inspectors to repairmen to you name it.
Yeah,
it's one of the things I really like working with Adams. Every time I've sent an inspector over, they take it as a challenge.
Right.
And it's not, oh, you're inspecting my house, and they get mad about, oh, no. Oh, no. They're like rolling up their sleeves talking about, let's go, and run around and find. And my last two, all the inspector found is one of the ACs wasn't quite balanced properly. It took 10 seconds to fix it. And, you know, it was just little things like that, but if there's ever something found by an inspector, the Adams Homes fixes it right away. No questions asked. The inspector says, hey, this is wrong. They're going to change it.
Yes.
And they're going to fix it to make sure you get a good house,
right,
so that they don't have upset neighbors.
Right. And so today's message, buy, buy, buy. Buy today.
Don't wait.
Do not wait.
Well,
ask, when's the best time to buy?
Mm-hmm.
It's always now.
Now.
Well, I'm thinking once we hit a little bit warmer, we might be talking about, oh, now we have a very empty market where we don't have a whole lot of inventory out there.
Let's put that out as a challenge.
Right.
Come on, buyers.
Well, let's see how we do in June, and we'll talk about it. But I'm a little worried that there's about to be a rush, and if you're not in it, you're missing it, right?
Yeah.
Sell homes, too, so...
Oh, yeah,
of course.
We sell.
You list everything. So you're an all-purpose. And the
full
thing
service.
Accountability, credibility, those are all very important things.
Right.
So. Without saying those, they're very important to us. And we are, as realtors, have to live to a certain standard on everything. And we're not going to misrepresent anything on purpose.
Right.
Our goal is to, my goal as a realtor is to sell my customers' grandchildren homes.
Oh, that's nice.
You know, so I want to see them actually sell their children a home and then their grandchildren a home one day. I want to be in this business for a long time.
Yeah. Well, that's really great. So on that note, phone numbers one more time. We got about 20 seconds left.
Angela Sherrill, 850-292-3165. BuySellCanel.com.
Will Maben, 850-261-7020, or willmaben.com.
Benita Fox at Adams, 850-776-0431.
Really quick.
Melissa Perkins, Adams Homes, 850-266-4223.